What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disc Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the recent plans for the new Disneyland hotel, the luxury hotel that have been cancelled. This sort of seems to be a very odd little story. First off, Disney's been hyping this up that they were going to build this big luxury hotel, and they were going to be closing down a big area of, I think it was the west side of the downtown Disney. They'd emptied out the shops, things like Earl Sandwich, the Rainforest Cafe. They'd all kind of closed down, getting ready for sort of demolition for this hotel. So they put in some resubmission for some plans to move it maybe a few feet, literally. I think it literally was just a slight adjustment. And then the Anaheim sort of council or whatever was basically saying, oh, no, you need to put in all new plans because you're moving it. And then if you do that, you're not going to get any of the tax breaks that we gave you for the last project, because there's a big thing going on in the Anaheim of them fighting for rights, tax coming back, saying Disney don't pay enough tax to them, paying minimum wage, all this kind of. And Disney have just shelved the project, and they reopened Earl of Sandwich, that's reopened, and they're planning on getting it back to being a shop center and all the rest. I mean, to me, this is a big cluster. You do not close shops and restaurants and kick out tenants and leave them empty for a few months over the summer to start a project, to then cancel it and then put people back in. You very rarely see Disney step back from a plan like this.
Yeah, and I suspect, as you alluded to, a lot of this has to do with the city of Anaheim. And it sounds like this isn't the first report we've had of Anaheim and Disney kind of coming to blows over things, even in the last couple of years. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if, you know, just based on what Anaheim, the city of Anaheim said, maybe some stuff behind closed doors, there's a lot of tension between these two entities. Let's stick with that. But yeah, to take such a drastic action and just completely can the project and be like, all right, we're going to reopen all the stuff that was already there. I mean, this was a multi-year thing. And I suspect, not just from Disney, but from other resources, Anaheim is going to get a lot of pushback from this, because that also just killed a whole bunch of jobs, construction jobs and reconstruction and all that. And there's going to be pressure to get this resolved in one way or another. This isn't the last we're going to hear of it. Now, this hotel, this specific hotel, we might hear the last of this, because this could also be kind of a backdoor way for Disney to go, oh, you know what? This hotel maybe wasn't the best idea. Let's go back to the drawing board. Let's restructure and maybe open 3 mid-range hotels instead of a 4-star luxury hotel that might be more cost effective. And I'm totally spitballing here. That's not a insider whatever nonsense, but there's a lot more to this story than we know. And we might never know all of it, but I don't buy it at face value.
No, because it's very strange, this one, because like I say, you very rarely see Disney step back, and this whole thing of literally moving it a foot or 2 feet and having to have all this stuff taken away, you know, it's not about necessarily, you know, Disney and this thing about them paying minimum wage, but there's a lot of problems going on between the councils and Disney over, I think, just like the molest, you know, they're not paying enough taxes thing as far as the councils are concerned. You know, they're taking a lot more than maybe they're putting in. And it's, I think you're getting to that point now where, you know, I mean, I think generally as a whole, councils and you know, office of city officials and stuff, they're all running short of money. They all need more money than they are getting from governments, no matter where you are. And they all want more. And I think this thing of big companies coming in, doing a massive big sort of program and paying a little bit back, and this kind of the overwhelming odds of, well, it's all good for the local area, for jobs and all the rest of it. I think that feeling is starting to fade away of councils wanting, they want more money from the bank, because they're looking at these corporations going, you can pay us more. I know firsthand of, you know, there's this kind of thing of, you know, there's lots of issues in my local area of councils getting a little bit snappy with businesses. And just seeing this on a, you know, you see this on the news all the time of just generally, I think councils and town things like this, are, they're not looking at big corporations anymore and going, oh, well, just come in and just employ more people. And that it's like, no, then they go, no, 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 no. You've got to pay your equal share it now. You can't keep having your pie and eating it. And it's all good for everybody.
Yeah. And I think it also depends entirely on what county you're in as well. Yeah. At least here in the States, you know, a lot of it depends on the politics of the local council. Do they believe in trickle-down economics with the big corporations, or do they tend to focus more on the small business side of things? Anaheim, for a very long time, has been very happy to have Disney there because, you know, it does bring in jobs, and not just at the parks. It brings in all sorts of tourist jobs. Anaheim has a lot of industry built around getting people into the city, buying food from local joints, going to the hotels, and going to the other things that aren't Disney, because you don't want to be at Disney every single day. You want to do other stuff as well. But it's definitely easy to understand. You've got this giant park in the middle of your city. It uses up tons of city resources, road maintenance, parking garages. There was that whole thing with the parking structure. Mm-hmm. Like, how much rent is Disney paying to Anaheim for the parking structure? Are they paying any at all? You know, that kind of thing. Wasn't the parking garage paid for by the city of Anaheim, but it's used exclusively for Disney, et cetera? There's all sorts of tangled politics in there. And yeah, depending on the political beliefs of the council, and probably even up to the state level, up to the California level, they've got to be looking at it going, Disney could be bringing us in a lot more money if, you know, they paid more than their fair due. And it would take economics professors and theorists and all that far more brain power than either of us are willing to put into it to figure out exactly where it falls into this. And even then, it all just be theory. No one really knows how this is going to play out, but it's a mess. That's the bottom line. And whether it's good for Disney, whether it's good for Anaheim, whether it's good for both or bad for both, who cares? At the end of the day, it gives consumers less options. It gives us who want to go to the parks less ability to do it in not easy, because it's still going to be expensive, but in a readily available manner. Mm-hmm. And it does impact the park experience, because now, is there going to be construction? Is there not going to be construction? This is an entire area that's just got nothing going on in there. So yeah, no matter how you slice it, this whole thing's just a mess.
Yeah, the fact that Disney are now going to be turning this back to being like food retail says to me that that area they've just written off for a while. Maybe they're looking at other areas for other hotels. I think they obviously, you know, they need more capacity. You know, Disneyland is constantly busy. You know, it makes sense for them, but it's just a bit of a mess that all of this kind of took place. So, you know, the fact that they even closed, you know, when they start closing stuff down to make way for it and then have to reopen it, that's a big backstep. And also all those people that lost their jobs. I mean, they moved the cinema and the AMC across there as well.
That was a big theater. I think it was like either a 12 or a 16 screen theater.
Yeah. I mean, whether or not they end up, you know, I mean, it's not like they're going to sit there and go, well, we've got the money we've saved from this, we can put it into it. You know, they got to think, and I'd almost say, like, right, don't rush into a decision. Reopen what you can. Just keep it going for a year or two while you put together some new plans and work out what you want to do with it. Because ultimately, nothing's worse than a rash decision from them of putting in something that maybe they shouldn't. You know, that cinema, could it be turned into restaurants, or is a better themed hotel something that they could put in smaller? But it was that whole area down there, because I'm trying to remember when I was there last. There's not a lot down that side of downtown Disney, is there?
Well, now there isn't. So yeah, that area specifically that they closed off was basically just from the monorail tracks on over to the hotel. It had the theater. It had the Earl of Sandwich. It was right on the border of one of the Pin Trader huts, so I don't think that one closed down. There were a couple other food joints. The Lego store, I think, is still intact. Yeah. There were a couple other stores. There were a couple eateries.
Was one that closed.
And no big loss there. No offense to people who like the Rainforest Cafe, but you have better choices.
Yeah, I did the one in Disney Village once, and it's enough to run it once in my life. I don't need to worry about it again.
No, I think it's a last-ditch resort for me if I'm down at Disney Springs or something like that. But it's not a whole the ESPN zone, that one closed. It's not a whole large number of things that closed, but each of those businesses is actually fairly large. The AMC, as I mentioned, that was like a 12 or a 16 screen. The ESPN Sports Zone was a really big bar and grill / sports memorabilia place. Rainforest Cafe, I might rag on it, but it is actually a fairly sizable restaurant with a lot of different things in it. Like, it had the models and the aquarium and whatnot. So it's not like it was a small little hut that got closed down. It was a big business, and I'm sure that it employed a good number of people as well. And then Earl of Sandwich was probably the smallest, but that even that was a fairly sizable joint. And I never went into it with a line that was less than several minutes long, just with people waiting to place orders.
Well, I know it's always that thing of, I always used Earl of Sandwich wherever I went, because it's always a cheap meal. You know, there's always a nice cheap meal.
Relatively speaking.
For a sandwich and some chips and a drink, kind of, it was always that thing of, it's just something, it's cheaper than going in and having a sit-down meal, no?
for the amount of food that you get, it's probably one of the best food deals at the Disney parks, and that's true of both Florida and Anaheim. But right now, the one in Anaheim, it just reopened. I expect it'll close again, though, once they figure out what the plans are going to be.
But we'd love to know what you guys think is going to be going on in that location. Love to know your thoughts. Get in touch with us in the comments below or on social media. Let us know. You can subscribe on the YouTube channel, so please do that. That would be great. You can also subscribe on all the different audio platforms and go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. And James, where can they find you?
You can find me at heroiclegacy.com.
And on that, guys, thank you very much for watching. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.